Well, this was a great report, and particularly when you were dealing in North Carolina with Hurricane Helene hitting the mountainous part of the state just at the time of the year when they get some of their heaviest load of tourists.
Yeah, I think it really shows the depth and the resilience of the tourism industry in the state. You know, the mountains got hit at their peak season, but tourism in North Carolina is not just about the mountains, and it's not just about the coast either. You know, cities like Raleigh, Durham, Winston-Salem, Charlotte, you know, they host lots of the conventions, sporting events, music festivals, concerts, and those things are important drivers to the tourism industry in the state as well.
Years ago, North Carolina used the slogan of variety vacation land, and that variety you just mentioned is even more of a factor now, I think, than ever before.
Yeah, it's a tremendous benefit for us because what you see is we've got such a variety of activities and things for people to do that when one area really gets hurt, the others can still shine through.
And you mentioned the fact that we do have all of these cities that are hosting conventions and other things, but it's not only the cities, but the small towns, I would assume, are also impacted a lot by tourism over the course of a year.
Oh, yeah. For many small communities, tourism has kind of become their economic development. You know, they're particularly in some of the rural areas, in the mountains, where you're not going to get a factory that's going to come or those kind of things. Visitors will come, and they'll spend money, and they'll really contribute to the economy.
I know that during the pandemic, the hospitality industry in North Carolina, the restaurants and the hotels and motels, were hit very hard. Have these increasing numbers of tourists, have they helped alleviate some of those problems?
Yeah, I think that's helping people come back. We lost a lot of businesses during the pandemic. We gained some back. We're still not at employment levels that we were before the pandemic. So we're still trying to grow back that, the employment base to where it was. And now this hurricane's also a challenge in inflation. There's lots of pressures on tourism businesses these days.
Tourism workforces in North Carolina, how much did they increase last year?
Yeah, so that increase wasn't as large. And we're, as I said, we're not back to where we were before, so the workforce only increased about 1.5%, up to about 230,000, and we were at about 270,000 before the pandemic.
Now, where do we stand in competition with other states? Where are we ranking right now?
Yeah, and that's really fascinating because we're number 5. We're the 5th most visited state, but the trouble is 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 are all right on our heels. So it's really important that we continue to support the tourism industry or we'll fall behind a lot of our major competitors.
I would think that California and Florida are probably up at the top.
Oh, yeah. California, Florida, New York, Texas, you know, the states with the real massive amounts of population, they tend to be the biggest ones.
Now, who are we in the most competition with right now?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a lot of our neighbors, you know, Tennessee, Virginia. They're big. Georgia is also a strong competitor for us. And Pennsylvania, interestingly enough, and that surprises a lot of people, but Pennsylvania gets a lot of visitation. A lot of it's sort of drive-through visitation as people are going up and down the East Coast.
Yeah, and you've also got two big population centers there with Pittsburgh and Philadelphia that are very different from each other at the same time. You know, Will, we think about the tourism dollars helping the businesses that benefit from it. But our state taxes, our local taxes also have to have a big impact from this as well.
Oh, exactly. It's billions of dollars. And I think, you know, what we like to tell people is visitors spend more than $100 million a day in the state. And so that spending, you know, comes to about $7.3 million per day in state and local taxes. And it gets into the billions when you look at it for a year. And that's all taxes that we don't have to pay because when they come down here, they overspend. And then what's really beautiful, they leave. So, you know, we don't have to take care of them. We don't have to house them. We don't have to feed them. And so that's the real benefit, I think.
And you don't run into the problem like you have in Florida in some places where you've got the snowbirds who stay for a long time and the locals complain.
Yeah. We've been pretty good in that because of the variety we have, our tourism is mixed in different seasons and different places. And so we really haven't had those over-tourism issues that some other places have had.
And this is National Travel and Tourism Week. Anything special going on to commemorate that in North Carolina?
Yeah, it's a really neat week. So a lot of different areas are hosting events. And then what I think is really special is all our welcome centers, which are on all the major interstate highways as you enter into the state welcome centers. They're doing celebrations and destinations around the state will be out there typically this week from 10 to 2. So if you're driving, if you've gone somewhere and you're coming back into the state, it's a great place to learn about all sorts of destinations.
And if you drive to Florida and drive back to North Carolina, that welcome center at the I-95 border between North and South Carolina, that's reopened again after being closed for a couple of years.
Yes, reopened. It's a brand new building. It's our newest welcome center, and it's really an interesting way to see. They do a great job telling you about the history down there, the Native American culture, and everything that's about that area in the southeast of North Carolina.
Well, Will, thank you so much for sharing those great numbers with us, and we'll check with you again later in the year.
That sounds great. Get out there and travel and visit a restaurant.